Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Top congressional leaders and the heads of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees will be briefed on what's known about possible Russian bounties. They were reportedly paid to Taliban militants to target U.S. troops in Afghanistan. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, this comes as President Trump is calling it all a hoax.
President Trump has gone much further than the heads of U.S. intelligence agencies. He is actively trying to discredit the reports of Russian bounties targeting U.S. troops that have dominated the political conversation since last week. The official position is that, as often happens, there is conflicting intelligence, with some in the intel community viewing it as more credible than others. For his part, President Trump first denied knowing anything about it. Now, in a tweet, he says the Russia bounty story is just another made-up tale meant to damage him and the Republican Party. Quote, just another hoax, exclamation point. Many Republican lawmakers have expressed alarm about the idea that Russia could have been targeting Americans through proxies. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Stocks opened higher this morning despite a lackluster report on the U.S. job market. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrials jumped about 150 points in early trading.
The payroll processing company ADP says private employers added about 2.4 million jobs in June. That's fewer than forecasters were expecting and suggests a slow climb out of the deep hole in the job market caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The Labor Department releases its official jobs report on Thursday, not the usual Friday because of the July 4th weekend, and forecasts are all over the map, indicating just how uncertain the job picture is. The report's based on surveys conducted 3 weeks ago. There are some indications job growth has slowed since then as more and more states wrestle with an uptick in new coronavirus infections. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Seattle police are in an area of that city that's been occupied by protesters for weeks. The demonstrators have called it the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest Zone, or CHOP. Seattle's mayor issued an executive order telling people to leave, and police are now arresting people who won't go. The demonstration began after the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis in May. Since then, Seattle police say two teenagers have been killed and three other people wounded in late-night shootings in the area. Officials in Hong Kong say more than 300 people have been arrested in demonstrations today. The arrests come just one day after China adopted a new national security law that applies to the region. People can be arrested in Hong Kong and put on trial in mainland China. They can also be sentenced for up to life in prison on charges of subversion. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 112 points. The Nasdaq is up about 23. This is NPR. A new report from the Transportation Department says aircraft maker Boeing failed to tell government regulators about significant changes it made to a flight control system on its 737 MAX planes. That meant the Federal Aviation Administration did not know how powerful the plane's flight control system was when it was certified. The flawed flight control system is blamed in part for causing two deadly crashes that killed 346 people. Thailand reopened schools and bars today after 3 months of a lockdown due to the pandemic. Michael Sullivan says Thailand has reported fewer than 3,200 virus cases.
International airports are still closed to foreign tourists, though work permit holders and people with family already here can now come back, but with a 14-day quarantine. Public schools reopened with strict requirements, including temperature checks, masks, and social distancing. Bars shuttered since April reopened today as well. But the continued ban on tourists has gutted Thailand's tourism industry, which accounts for millions of jobs. Many restaurants, bars, and massage parlors in heavily touristed areas of the capital, Bangkok, are still dark with for rent signs in their windows. The government is hoping a massive domestic tourism stimulus package will help, but for some, it's already too late. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Bangkok.
The new North American Free Trade Agreement takes effect today. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement was approved by Congress at the end of last year and signed by President Trump in January. It requires new labor and pay standards. Some of these were demanded by congressional Democrats. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.